Okay, today's daf is Vavasa Chaf. Right? Vavasa Daf Chaf. We're in the world of Tumah Ovelos. So they always say, you know, there's no Gemara on Taros. There is, it's just interspersed throughout Shas. What this Gemara is doing here, I don't know. Talk about Rukik. So basically, we came down. We had a rule yesterday. Shmuel said a rule that a Rukik is not in my bichalim. Like this wafer, it doesn't diminish the size of the window. The window is supposed to be a certain size, and if the window is a certain size, then the tumah's mace that's in one room can pass through. It's almost like the force. It can pass through this window and go into the other room. But if the window is diminished, let's say it's supposed to be like a tefach or something like that, the Mishnah Olos has different sizes for different windows, depending on what the usage of the window is for. So then, if it's a certain size, if it's diminished a certain amount, then it'll block the force of the tumah going through. So he says a rukik is not mimayik. Why not? Because it's not batel l'sham. In order for to have an item to diminish the size of the window, it has to be bottled there, that it's going to stay there. If it's going to be removed, then it's considered as if it's not there, and the tumah still passes through the window. So then we had brought a case, right? We asked the kasha about a kupa mole teben or a chavas mole grogos. Let's say the second case. You have a barrel filled with dates, and it's sitting in the window. So the only way we say that it's a chatzitza is if you would remove the barrel, the dates would stay there by themselves. But if you remove the barrel, the dates would fall. Then it's not a chatzitza. We asked, aren't the dates themselves going to be removed? No, the dates are all disgusting. So the Gemara says, okay, the dates are all going to be disgusting. But basically, we're ignoring the barrel itself. Why? Because we say the barrel itself is makabel tumah. So the Gemara is not going to ask what's the case of the barrel that we're ignoring the barrel, right? So the Gemara asks, Hai chavis, last line, Hai chavis hechi damye. What's the case of the barrel? Idipuma labar, if the mouth of the barrel is facing outside, away from the mace. Okay, we have the mace in one room, in this room, and over here, and the barrel's in the window, and is over here. If the base of the barrel is facing the mace, then hu gupa techotz. Forget the grogros. The barrel itself should be a chatzitza. Why? Because the hakli charis, assuming the barrel is a kli charis, it's pottery. Ain't a matalim yigabo. Kli charis is only metame through the opening, not through the back. There's a kutzker, I don't remember, but there's a kutzker about why there's a difference between kli charis, right? Why there's a difference between kli charis and kli matechas, which is going to say kli matechas is metame both inside and outside, and a kli charis is only from the outside. Kutzker says something to the effect of because the kli charis has no value. It only has value as a barrel. It has a barrel independent value. So therefore, you only can be mekabel tumah through the way it is used as a utensil. But a kli matechas has independent value. So the whole kli itself also it ties something for Eli. I think there's a drash from Eli. The Rebbe Razel must have mentioned that once. I don't know why I know that one. All right. So he gupa techutz. So the hakli charis ena matam em yigavo. So in itself should be a chatzitza. It says, no, ela de puma lagav. Must be the case where the opening, the easy answer, the barrel is situated in a way that the opening is facing the mace, so the kli itself is mekabel tumah, so unless the te'enim would stay by itself, the kli would be mekabel tumah, if it's mekabel tumah here, and then it'll go right through to the next room. Ibais ema, or you can say, la olam de puma labar. We're talking about a case where the opening is facing outside. So we said, but if the opening is facing outside, the base is facing the mace, it doesn't go through. So we're dealing with a kli matechas. We're dealing with a metal kli. A metal kli is makabel tumah. And that's why, so the whole point is why are we ignoring the chavis? It's makabel tumah. You're right, it's makabel tumah because of kli matechas. So the only way you'd have a chatzitza, if the grogris would be able to stand there by itself. So there's two very important tosos that we have to talk about. First tosos is higupa techos. Right? So the Gemara says, wait a second. Tosos asks, "V'tema hechi tichotz halamavatle chasam." We just explained in Shmuel, right? All the Rishonim asked this question. How could the Gemara ask that the chavis itself should be chotzitz, right? We just learned that if an item is not bottled to the makom, right, it's not chotzitz. And the assumption of all the Rishonim is that this chavis is not mavatle chasam. It's not going to be bottled there. You're not going to leave the chavis there. You're going to take the chavis out and use it for something else. So what was your habimina to say that the chavis itself would be a chatzitza? It can't be a chatzitza, it's going to be removed. We just said the only way you can block up the tumor from going through is if you're going to leave it there. So the Rivam, the first one, the Rivam, Tehid's Rivam Mordechai, the Kevin Shetrifo, Grogris, Gamma Chavis, the Kakul Mavatlo. He says in Ukimta, what's going on? We said that the Grogris were disgusting. So if the Grogris got disgusting, it must have made the Chavis disgusting also, and therefore it is Mavatl Hashem. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri and all, and the Rashba and all the other Rishonim have a more fundamental answer. So they say, Ri and Sai, but Nirul Rabbeinu Tam, the Kli Cheris lo boy bitu, Ela Shapir Chotitz Afakab de lo Mavatlei, the whole point we said before that only time it's chotzis is if it's going to be mevatel there. That's only if it's diminishing, minimizing the size of the wall. If it blocks up the entire opening, then lahachi boy bittel. About hechad the sosim kol acholom ki hechad the kani chotzisin, then you don't need bittel. The only time you need it to be mevatel Hashem is if it only takes up part of the space of the hole. If it completely blocks up the wall, you don't need bittul. There's a chiluk between how much of the hole is being blocked. If you're only blocking a portion of the hole, it has to be mevatel there. If you're just blocking the entire amount, you don't need bittul. It's blocking the amount. So this is the olam always talks about as a famous Rechaim in the stencils on this. And I don't even have the Masifta, but the Olam talks about all the other stuff. They all talk about this from Chaim. They say, basically, he explains that Tumah needs a passageway to travel to the next room, right? So if the passageway is totally blocked, right, then we don't need Bittul, because there's no passageway anymore. It's gone. It's Bittul. But if there's only a partial blockage, then without Bittul, the Tumah has its pass. Then there's a way for it to go through. So The only way to block it from going through is to diminish the size of the hole. The only way you can diminish the size of a hole is if the item is mevatel sham. Basically, there's a chiluk between a chatzitza. This is how Raparis defines it. A chiluk between a chatzitza, right, which requires to be mevatel sham, and a mechitza. If you have a wall that completely blocks it, you don't have to be mevatel. That's from the Rabbeinu Tam. Tosa says this. The Rashba says the same thing. Right, if it blocks up the whole wall, below so you don't see the problem of being vata there. If it's not sosim completely, okay, that's the Rashba Tosos. That's what they talk about. Next case, next Tosos was we said, all right, you know what? We're dealing with a case of a chavish shamateches. The chavish shamateches. Right, the chavish shamateches is therefore it's makabel tumah. So therefore, the only reason why the only way you can have a blockage is if the grogros can stand there by themselves. So Tosfos asks, wait a second. We have a concept. Question of Rabbeinu Tam. We have a concept of what cherev harehu kefalo. Right, Menachem, a metal object. If it's makabel tumah from a mace, usually when it comes to tumah, you have a bia books of tumah is the mace. Something touches it, becomes an ava tumah. Then the rishon it goes down. Right, it's the only one that says in Gemara Bavakama that todos lav ki yotzeven. Right, that was the example. But the exception is a cherev. Learned from the pasuk in Chukas that cherev harei kuchalo, meaning the sword itself that killed the mace. Right, machlokas if it's a metal or any other object, a utensil that touches the mace maintains the status of the mace. It's a bia books of tumah. So a bia books of tumah, Tosfos asks, if it's a bia books of tumah. So here you have the metal object, there's a makabel tumah from the mace, because there's a mace in the OL. And now it's also a viavosa tumah. So what are you telling me, if the grogros can stand there by itself and it's a chatzitza, the metal itself is a viavosa tumah, and it's metal in the OL, it's sticking out into the next room, is tamei, because of the metal. So it still says, hikshar vina tam, the chav is gufa tabi tumah lebayis acher, the ayadei OL nasis hamateches kecholel, because of the OL in one room, it became a cholel, lios a viavosa tumah, and Tam says that a cherev harei kuchalol applies even to tumas ol. So now the cherev, you have the metal object in the hole. It contacts tuma in room A, midin tumas from the ol. Now it itself is like the mace, and it's sticking out into the other room. So forget the grogros. It's matan beol. The next room now is tumas mason through via the metal utensil. Got the question? What? It's a bomb kasha, okay? It's a bomb kasha with certain assumptions, okay? So Rabbeinu Tam answers, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri give Ukimtas to answer. The Rabbeinu Tam answers that what you have is the grogros are all ensconcing the entire outside. It's like overflow. So none of the metal is exposed. That's an Ukimta. He's stuck, right? And the Rishon says we're talking about a case where it also comes to talking about a case where the in the hole the metal utensil does not protrude at all into the next room. It's completely within the hole. There's no tumas ohel because tumas ohel only applies if you have if it's dalet amos extending into the roof. But if there's nothing, the tumah just goes straight up. So it goes straight up through the wall and there's nothing. It doesn't go to the next room. That's their akimta. And the Rabbein of Tam is quoted in all the Rishonim by saying that he wants to prohibit all Kohanim from entering any house that has needles and metal utensils, because most probably the metal there was a mason somewhere in the house, and the tumah ohel is in the house. So Reb Chaim Cohen is quoted in the Ran, quoted in the Tosos and Nazir. He says, where am I supposed to go? What house doesn't have these items? Oftentimes, what am I supposed to do? But it's a big assumption in Tosos that makes it a bomb kasha. What's that assumption? The assumption is that Cher HaReikachol means that it's still Matam of Oel, just like a mace. Look at the Ramban al Torah and the Ramban here and the Rashba and a lot of Rishonim, they say no. Cher HaReikachol means it maintains a status of Yavos HaTumah, but who says that it's Matam of Oel now? Who says it gets the same thing? There's a whole thing about whether a Nazir would have to be Megaleach if he's Makabal Tumah from the Cher HaReikachol. That's a big assumption. The Ramban says, and it's in Perish al Torah by Yikri Yotest Hazayin, he says that Cherev Reiku Chol doesn't apply to Tumas Oel. So what's the machlokas whether Cherev Reiku Chol applies to Tumas Oel or not? Tumas Oel applies to the Cherev, right? So Raparnas explains that Rabbeinu Tam says Cherev Reiku Chol means what? That the Cherev gets a din mace. The Cherev is the mace. Therefore, it has all the halachas of the mace. That's Rabbeinu Tam. So he has this whole problem with the Kohanim entering the rooms because there's metal there that was metam, that was came Tam of Oel. But the Ramban, and maybe Reb Chaim Cohen also, but you can answer Reb Chaim Cohen other ways, Ramban holds that Cherev HaReikachol means not that it becomes the mace, it just gets the status of a Viyavo Satuma. It doesn't have a din mace. So what's the nafka mean? It gets the status of a Viyavo Satuma. If someone else touches it, they're an Abatuma. It transmits. It only has a status for transmission. It's not the actual mace. It's not just, I've explained, that's not the actual mace itself. Right, that's what Parnas said. I also saw, it's the last Sukkos David in the Chelek 1. He says, the Hayah Cherev HaReiku Chol who rock din Tumas Mace. So din of Tumah, abal ein shame Mace Gufa. The Kohen Muzer rock shlo yitama beha Mace Gufa, only if it's on the actual Mace itself. And Ramban says it's not the actual Mace. Reb Chaim Cohen may say, you know what, it's still Tumas Mace, but Kohen's a Nizer on that part. Okay, those are two main points for today. Sorry, I'll try to move. Okay, so Mesve. We're going to ask a kasha now on Shmuel's din, who says that if something is going to be removed, it cannot be a chatzitza. So what about the following list of ten? Asavim shet tlashon. You have grass that you ripped out beinicha machol and you put it in the window. Osha helu melein, or grass grew up on the wall and is in the window. Melein b'chalonos. Umat lonios. She'ein b'hem shalosh shalosh. You have some sort of piece of cloth that's not 3x3 tvachim. Va'ever and a limb. The habasar hamidodalim bebehemu ubuchaya, some sort of limb that's hanging from an animal that's stuck in the window, and it's diminishing the size of the window, right? But oaf or a bird shoshachin becholon, or a bird is sitting in the window. But obikachavim shiyosh becholon, or a guy is not mekabel tumah, or a guy is sitting in the window. Ubein shmona, a baby born in the eighth month, with the gemara, based on the gemara's medicine, it would not survive. So it's that's another topic for Eddie to discuss, right? Right, ben shmon amunah pacholon, the melech and the salt, the kli cheres and an earthenware vessel, the sefer Torah and a sefer Torah, kulam imatim pacholon. All these things diminish the size of the passageway from one room to the other room. The Gemara's going to ask why aren't each of these things we're going to say can be removed? Going to be removed. If it's going to be removed, how can they be imat pacholon? Those are imat, but about sheleg, snow, the habarad, hail, the glid, some type of ice. The kafor, also like some sort of, I think it's a different type of hail. I don't know how he translates the differences between those. Right? The hamayim and water, kulan, evimati, mecholam, those things do not diminish. Why? Because they're going to melt and disappear. They're not going to be there. Right? They're going to go away. Right? So Gemara says, v'ha asav, in the first case, was the grass, v'ha asav, chazal, v'hemto. That asav are going to be removed because you're going to use it to feed your animals. So therefore, it's not something that's going to stay there. So it's a kasha and shmuel. You guys know about afrozoso, dealing with poisonous type of grass, you're not going to remove it. Then it says Osha Olome Alein, like it grew up to, like sort of like moss that grew up the side of the wall, right? So cave into Kashma Katol Shokile. Since it's hard for it's bad for the wall, you're gonna remove it. You're not gonna keep it there, another kasha. Rabba Bekotal Khorba, we're dealing with like an old wall that you don't care about it, And when you have those, the ivy crawling up, it can destroy the wall. He says, I don't care because it's an old wall. But Papa Amar Afilu Bekotel Yishuv, even if it's with a regular wall in your regular house, but Bibayin Chutzl Shlosh L'Cholon, meaning they didn't grow up on the wall. They grew about three tefachim away from the wall, and then they went into the hole. So there, you're not going to remove them because it's not doing any damage. So you're not going to remove them. Okay. So all these cases, we're going to come up with kimtas that they are going to be removed, and therefore it's no kash on Shmuel, who says that the only way it could be ma'id the cholon is that the thing is not going to be batal there. The thing is going to be batal there. So then matlonios chazule likriya delavusha. You have this cloth that you can use it as like a patch. So he says bismichusa. It's too thick. You can use a Rashi says, or make his dam, you can use like a gauze pad to wipe up the blood. Biriska, I guess it's can't be used, it's too thick. Right? What does he say there? It's Messiah, Rashi says. It's rough. So you can't use it for the wound, it's gonna hurt. So Ibiriska, if it's Biriska, right? So Sha'ema Shallah Sha'emba Arba Arba Mibaile. If it's coarse, then it should be bigger. It should be 4x4. It should be the shear. It is not ke'en riska. It's not exactly like a riska. It's like a riska. Therefore, it's coarse, but it's not a riska. Therefore, 3x3 is enough for the shear. But aver abasar b'mudalim b'behema b'chaya. All these limbs are there. So Gemara asks, arkaba asla. So the animal's just going to pick up and leave, and so take this limb with it, and it's not going to be in the window. He says, Bikshura, the animal's tied. All right, so if the animal's tied there, maybe Shachetle, he's going to shecht it to eat the animal. It's not a bitmeo, we're talking about a tame animal. Therefore, he's not going to shecht it. So Mazabin the Nachri. He'll sell it to a Nachri. He can sell it to a guy. So Bikshusha, it's too skinny. And the guy's not going to want to buy it. So it's no, again, trying to make sure that the animal's going to be staying here. Pasik Shadle Klov, and maybe he'll just take it and throw it to the dogs. Because now, he could start by the Chayim, low of it. He's not going to throw it to the dogs. My question is, what does it mean? Is it going to stay here forever? Animals, you're not going to leave the. Let's say the animal eventually dies, and leave it there to stink forever. You've got to remove it. So it's why is it batel? So I think the halacha is that when we say it's batel l'sham, it can't mean that it's going to stay there forever. You'll see also later we have with a guy standing in the window. It can't mean it's going to stay there forever. These things aren't going to stay there forever. I think it just means that. It doesn't mean a permanent thing. It's confined there for a certain amount of time. Like the das is not to remove it right away. Difference between permanence and being confined. It's like being someone's in jail, it's not there forever unless it's a life sentence. He's confined for a certain amount of time. This thing also will be there for a certain amount of time, whatever that shear is. Like, it doesn't make sense to say it's going to be there forever. Because if you keep going on, and the next one we say, V'of Shachem B'cholom. We say, Parcha Azil, it's going to fly away. Not Bekasher, it's tied. Right? So Shachet Le, he's going to shecht it. That's Betame. I'm Mizabalim Menachri, Biklinisa. It's some sort of sick bird. So Yavli Yinuka, you're going to give it to the kids to play. He says, bimisarit. Is that some type of bird?
It scratches.
So we say, if it's a klanisa, lo misarta. But I thought we just said it's a klanisa. Klanisa doesn't scratch. He says, not ke'en klanisa. It's like a klanisa, but it still scratches. You're not going to give it to a different type of bird. It's going to scratch. So the next case. What about the goy? But it's going to get up and leave. Well, he's not going to stay there forever to diminish the amount of, in the hole. The kopos, he's tied. Someone's going to come and untie him. It's Mitzora. No one wants to touch him. He's a leper. Crazy Ukimtas, right? So, his leper friend is going to come and, remember, they're talking about the four lepers were together. So one of the four lepers are going to come and untie him. So, we're dealing with the guy who's put there by the king. He's like in jail over there. So he's not going to be untied. But see here, clear. Kavushi Mach is going to leave it. No, they're probably tied in there for a certain amount of time. And then when they're ready, they're going to take him away and bring him to the gallows or bring him somewhere else. Can't be that it's going to be there permanently. Doesn't make sense. The guy's not going to be there permanently. Next case. Ubein Shmona Hamunach B'cholom. You have a baby born during the eighth month of gestation, which the Gemara says doesn't live. So they view it as a nafil. Right? So it's a big child. Is that really true? Was that the science at the time? Or maybe Mishtana Habriyos, so now, because, you know, my daughter was born in the eighth month, so, you know, she's Baruch Hashem, okay. Well, what was the difference? Maybe Mishtana Habriyos? Could be. Maybe I got it wrong. Could be. Because he says it's not. But he holds a Mishtana Habriyos, the Chazon Ish. That's his answer between the. Right. Gomer says, let it die. Right, but Chazon Ish says the whole thing with the science. He says it's Mishnah Abrius. That's how he deals with it, which is a very, very valid, easy way out. But it's also valid because you know it's the Chazon Ish. So Ubeit Shmona Amnuah Pecholon Ase Ima Darile. The mother's going to come and take it away. I'm not going to leave it there. She says B'Shabbos. It's B'Shabbos. If it's a Nefil, it's 8 months. It's Muksa. So you can't move it. The Tanya Ben Shmona Reuka Eben. The Ben Shmona is like a stone. But Usel Tatalo B'Shabbos. You can't move it on Shabbos. But the woman can stand there and she can nurse b'nei sakana. But what's the b'nei sakana? The b'nei sakana is her sakana, not the baby sakana. Because if she doesn't express the milk, it hurts her. That's the sakana. That's why she's allowed to do it. So then, what about melech? We have salt on the list. Melech chazilei. We say be mirisa. I guess it's very bitter. It's very right. The chazil oros, now you can use that type of salt, you know, you use the kosher salt, the other salt for to tanning hides. It's not the East Bay kosi, it has thorns in it, right? And it's going to scratch you, Rashi says, the Yisrael Yodo, when you put it onto the leather. So the Gemara says, wait a second. What did we say before? We said salt is difficult for the wall. So why are you going to leave the salt there? Keba de kashi le kotel shakla. Since it's hard for the wall, you have to remove salt from your friend's wall. So you're going to leave the salt on your own wall to be ma'ayit acholam. Came in the kashya the kotel shakla. You're going to move it. So he says the yasve achaspa. It's sitting on a shard of pottery. It's not on the walls. The Gemara says okay. So chaspa gupatechotz. So the pottery shard itself is going to be the chatzitza, right? So it's not the less base shiura. It's not big enough. It's not the pottery shard is not big enough. So the salt would have been big enough, but the pottery shard is not big enough. How does that work? It's not big enough. Kedetanan, like we have a Mishnah in Shabbos, cheres kedei litain bein patzim lechavero. Okay. What's the case? What?
Window slab.
A window slab for what? But what is this? Yeah, but what is this with Shabbos? What's the case in Shabbos? Kedetanan. Cheres kedei litain bein patzim lechaver. Rashi says cheres leinyan hotzah shabbos. We're talking about hotzah shabbos. Right, the Gemara Mishnah Shabbos lists all those things that you're chayav for hotzah or not. Right, cheres leinyan hotzah shabbos kedei litain bein patzim lechaver. It has to be big enough to put into the slots. That's what you're chayav on. So you see, I don't know what the ketnan is, but the Tosfos talks about it here. But it's that's the size. It's too small. It's too small. I don't understand. The salt itself would have been. I guess each thing has its own shear. I don't know. So if the piece of salt was big enough to be a chatzitza, and the only reason why it's not a chatzitza is because it's coarse, and you put it on the cheres, it's not big enough, the salt is still there. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, next case was kli cheres. If you have a kli cheres itself, it's big enough to block it, but you're going to remove it. Chazile, you may use it. You can use it to as a storage bin. So why is that going to be a chatzitza according to Shmuel? Then it's going to be removed. So he says, no, dimitanef. It's all ruined. It's all disgusting. You can use it as a kli kibul for a blood letter to collect the blood. Dimitanef. No, it's got holes. It's got holes, and it's not going to be used. You got all these ukimtas. I guess I'm trying to figure out: are these really ukimtas, or the point being? I mean, the lumdus is the point being that since there is a possibility that these things can stay, therefore they're considered items that are mevatel sham, or just. Right, because there's a case that these items become batel sham, because these are wild ekimtas that are coming in here. It's a slave tethered because of the malchus. No, that's not what it says. I'm thinking. I don't know. Maybe it's. But then what? Let's go that through. So therefore, anything that has the possibility of staying, I don't know if that's right either. Anything that has the possibility of staying is considered a batel sham. I don't know. Okay, next case we say the Sefer Torah is a chatzitza. But why? Chazal Mikra, you'll take it out and lay from it. Bivloi, I don't know. I mean, it's puzzle or it's worn out. It's puzzle. I have a habay gniza. You need to bury it, right? Shamti gnizasa. There it's going to be buried right there. But it doesn't make sense either. The halacha with the Sefer Torah that's puzzle is what you have to bury it in a base kvaros. Can't be the gniza over there. Again, must mean it can't be that these things are going to be here permanently. These things are confined here for a certain period of time, and then they're going to be removed. I'm pretty sure the halacha is that if David Torah has to be buried, it can't just be stuck in a wall. It can't be stuck in a wall. All right. Amar Rav. Rav says, "B'chol otzi mechitza chutz mimelech v'ravav." What are you talking about over here? You're making a mechitza in the mavoi, right? You're making a mechitza for Shabbos. So you need the yeah, I guess you need to make the lechi. You have to have the piles and then the korah going across. He says you can use everything for mechitza chutz v'melech l'ravav, except for salt and ravav. I think which is fat. You can't use those things, right? Rashi says of neishah melech mitpazer the ravav nitach kishem mitchamem. The salt, you know, flies away and the fat's going to melt, so it's not going to stay there for a long enough time to be considered a mechitza, right? He says you can make the mechitza with salt. There's no machlokas. Shmuel is talking about melech stomis, which is thick and strong like a stone. You can make a mechitza with that. Rava is talking about the melech ishtrokinis, as you translate that, ishtrokinis, the salt, which is not obviously as thick, and it's going to fall away. V'hashta the Amar Rabba. Now that Rabba says, Osa adam shnei tziburin melech u'meniach aleihem korah. Shemelech ma'medes as a korah, but korah medes a melech. Rabba says that if you're going to make these mechitzos, I guess it's in a mavo, you can make these mechitzos, we're going to put the pillars of salt, then put the korah on top, you're allowed to do that, because the melech will support the korah, and the korah is going to keep the salt in its place. So that now if we know that there's a korah on top, you can use the salt, so we can say that the machlokes in Rabba Shmuel is even afilo b'melech istron kinigas, they're both talking about melech istrokinis, not talking about melech stomis. But Rabba says that no, you can't use it, and Shmuel says you can use it, v'lo pligi. There's no machlokas, had the ikar korah, had the lek korah. One guy's talking about a case where there's no korah on top, so you can't use it as a mechitza. The other one's talking about a case where there is a korah on top. If there's a korah, they all agree that you can use the melech, because the korah is going to keep the salt in its place. It's not going to let it fly away. Okay. Next. Mishnah said, Marchikin es harechayim gimel min hashachav shein arim min harecha. Right? This was the millstone has to be kept away from the wall. My timer. Why do you have to keep the millstone away from the wall? Mishum tira, because I guess the vibrations is going to move the earth when it rolls around. Aye, the high tanya vishal chamor shlosha mina ishtroivil shein arba min hakalas. You have the rechaim of the chamor, a millstone that's run around by a donkey, has to be kept away three from the ishtroivil. Rashi says, "Humosav rechayim shebetochim eitz korin whatever," and which is four from the ishtroivil. So, what's the question? Oh, so the question is, but these guys don't—they don't make so much noise. So, it doesn't do with the noise. It doesn't do with the mill of the donkey. Is not as destructive as the regular mill. It's a lighter type of mill, right? So, hasam my tira ika. What's the vibration? There's no elemishim kala. There, maybe it's because of the noise. Rashi says. The screaming at the donkey is going to vibrate and destroy the wall. The yesh mefarshim kol rechaim, the noise of the rechaim. So the noise itself is going to ruin the wall. Different reason. Okay. Next case in the Mishnah says the esatano shloshim in a klaya. Right, the tano with three from the klaya and Abram and a safa. So why do we need to know three and four? Amar abai shmamina kalya the tanor tefach. You see from here that the kalya of the tanor is considered tefach. Nafkamino the mechachomemkar. Nafkamino comes for commerce. If you're going to buy the kalya, it has to be a tefach. If you buy one that's less than that, it's a mechach taos. Next case, next Mishnah. Lo yamid adam tanor v'soch beso. You can't have an oven, a tanor, which on tanor means the heat came out, it was open from the top, was the tanor, right? That's how it worked. The tanor was open from the top, a kira was open from the side. So lo yamid adam tanor v'soch beso. You can't have a tanor in his house. El im kein yesh al gabab. Gova arba amos, unless it's four amos from the ceiling. It has to have four amos for the heat to come out. Okay? Hayama amido baliyah, if you have your tanner on the upper floor, sarashe tahtav maziva shlosha tvachim, there has to be a beam. Okay? Mati, when you build the houses, they're going to have a tanner on the top. The floor has to have a beam of three tvachim. It can't be less than three tvachim. Got to put that into the plans. Right? She tahtav maziva shlosha tvachim. Ubekira tefach. We have a kira, since it goes out from the side, it's only a tefach underneath. Alright, what about a kira on the bottom floor? Gemara doesn't mention a kira on the bottom floor. So we show him say it's proportional. Right? So it's 3 to 1. So we said 4, so you gotta do the same proportions. That's what you have to have on top. The kira teflach. Here's a big issue. The imhizik. Let's say you distanced it, like the Mishnah said, and it still did damage. Tanakama says, still mashalim mashal hizik. You still have to pay for it, the damage. Rav Shimon Omar, he says, no, lo omar klo shimer elu, elo she'im hizik patim mashalim. The only reason why they gave the shear was to tell you that by doing this you listen to the chamim, you're potter. Machlokas Mishnah number one is, does this apply only to this Mishnah or to all the Mishnahs so far? Barchikin is the ilam rabor 25 amos. Let's say you put it away 30 amos of the damage. Chum still say that you're chayev? That's machlokas. The other question to figure out is what's the svar of the chachamim? Rav Shimon's more mistaper. The Chachamim told you, you know what, you want to do the tamer on your house, make it 4 amos away from the ceiling. It's still the damage upstairs? No, that was onus. We mishayer that dalet amos doesn't do damage. Anything. So try to figure out what the machlokes from Shimon and Chachamim. So, listen, maybe you don't agree. So what was the tekana of the Chazal? What was the tekana of Chazal when they made the tekana of these harkakos? Assume that the machlokes is in all the mishnayos. So what do they do? So I think maybe it depends whether they gave you whether it was a permit or a right. The Chachamim say it was a permission. There's no issur to set it up in this, but you have permission to set it up, but the risk is still on you. But Rav Shimon views it as a zechus. There was a right. You now have a monetary right to put your object in this location. If you have a monetary right, you can't be chayev. The thing is, a machlok is whether you gave a permit or they gave you a zechus. They gave you a right. That's what Charlie B. Masmer machlok is. Okay. Anyway. Next case. Lo yiftach adam chonesh al nachtumim b'shel tzvoyim tachas ocho shel chavero. You cannot open a bakery or a dyeing store underneath the wine storage of your friend who's on top. The low ref is bakar, and you can't open a barn underneath as well, because I guess it damages up top. But the MS really be yayin hetiru. With wine they were matir of a low ref is bakar. Meaning the wine you can have the nachtumim and the tzvayim underneath it, because the smoke isn't so bad for it, but a ref is bakar is really bad. Rashi says be yayin hetiru, imahaya ocho shoyayin. The smoke's not so bad because it cooks it. I don't know. We have the whole thing with yayin mevushel is that it gets cooked, so that's why it makes it a lower standard, and that's why there's no problem with stam yayin. So I thought the cooking, you know, the smoke and the heat is bad for the wine. That's the whole heter. Isn't that the whole heter of yayin mevushel? Right. Here we're saying, oh, it's not so bad. It doesn't do anything to it. Okay, got to look at one of the halachas far. Maybe it makes a difference. It talks about that. Okay, the hatanya, right? We have a brisa that says betanor arba'a, right? Betanor has to be 4. Ubekira shlosha, right? We're talking about putting a tanor on top, right? We said a tanor has to be arba'a, and the kira has to be 3. But we just said that it's 3 and 1. Our mission is 3 and 1. Here it says 4 and 3. Right, v'tan arba v'kira shlosh. Amar bayi ki tanya ha'hi b'din nachtumim. That one's talking about a case of like a baker, which is Rashi says a masikin also tamid v'chein akira v'kiras nachtumim. It's a baker, so it's constant use. Therefore, you need a bigger space. The tanor didan ki kira din nachtumim. And our tanor is like the kira of nachtumim, and that's why our tanor is the same space as the kinor of the nachtumim. Lo yiftach chanus, right? You can't open the store. Tana, we have a brisa that says im haisa refes kodemus la otsar. If the barn is there before the wine storage upstairs, mutter. Then it's mutter to keep it there. So right, because we said dirashani. Remember that we said dirashani the other day. So baye abaye, how much of the refes has to be open? Baye abaye, right? Kibed v'rivets la otsar mahu. Let's say he did stuff like he put the gag on. To keep the guy upstairs, put the roof on. He did stuff to make it clear that he's about to open the storage house upstairs. And the guy sneaks in and puts the barn underneath, right? Let's say he started opening up a lot of windows. I guess you need windows for the otzer, right? Mahu. And then the guy sneaks in. What's the din? Achsadra tachas ha-otzer mahu. What's the achsadra tachas ha-otzer? He built some sort of passageway to get to the otzer. Is that what it is? What does he say there? What does he say the asad? The porch. Yeah. What does that do with the otzer?
They're all the same case.
Okay. Asadja takas otzer mau bana ali agabe beso, or he built upstairs. Usually he used to put like a roof on top to put the otzer. He did all that stuff, and then the guy sneaks in with the refes. Is that considered a case of the otzer's first or the refes is first? Or it says teiku. Right, Machlokas Ramban and Rush, how you passing over there. Right? So he says, Teku. Boy Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, Timrei b'Rimuni Mai. Let's say you brought in dates and pomegranates. I mean, you started making an otzer there. Do we say that's starting an otzer? Or do we say, O Dilma ain't otzer el but tzvul b'yayim b'shemen? Or do we say that an otzer is only with wine and tzvua? Is that considered starting? Is that considered starting? Again, Teku. Tana, the brisa says, "B'yayin etiru, v'pneishem ashpichu, v'lo refes bakar, v'pneishem asricho," because it's disgusting and it ruins it. Amar Rav Yosef, "Hadidan, haididan, afilu kutra deshagra nami koshule. Our wine, even the smoke that comes from a candle, is bad for the wine. I mean, our wine is so weak that a candle, the smoke from a candle, is enough to ruin it. Amar Rav Sheshes, the aspasta kerepes bakar dami. The aspasta, which is some sort of tool, that animal feed, that's as difficult as the repes itself, because it stinks also, and that causes harm. Next Mishnah. Chanus sheba chatzer. Right? You have a store in a chatzer. Yochol limchos biyado. The other people in the chatzer can yochol limchos and tell them to close it. Velomar any yochol isha mikol nechnasim mikol yotzim. I can't be like this. There are too many people coming in and out of the chatzer. It keeps me up at night. You have to close the store. Aval, however, the osa kelim, the guy can make the kelim in his house, yotzei mocher b'tochah shuk, and then he can go sell him his wares in the shuk. You can't tell him not to do that in his house. The eno yochol limchos biyado. He can't say I can't sleep. I can't sleep from the hammer blows. I can't sleep from the grinding, and I can't sleep from the baby. So they figure out what's the chiluk between the resha and the sefer. So the Rashba just quickly asks. We have a couple minutes. The Rashba asks. It says. Where the Mishnah said. What's the question? 1 second. I can't find it. I will stop here. So Kwashi, there's an interesting Rashba that says that even if the guy originally thought that he could stand the noise, he can. It's a mechila v'tos, and he can have karata on that. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.